Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about experiences. Do you remember where you got all those little knickknacks from? Are you looking to remember your vacation that doesn't include another thing to dust? Want to wow everyone at the next family reunion? Let's add experiences to prevent us from bringing in clutter to our home and clever ways to remember our trips as we continue our month focusing on summertime.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
Summer is a great time to collect experiences instead of things. It doesn't have to mean a vacation either. When buying for birthdays or holidays, think about experiences that you can give instead of something else to dust. Even if it's winter, you can give an adventure for the summertime. According to a July 2014 article on CNN, in 2013 alone, travelers spent a total of $2.3 billion on souvenirs that were subsequently ignored, unused, unappreciated, unworn, discarded, disliked, ridiculed, and/or stuffed in bottom drawers and backs of closets never to be seen again. Worse, travelers wasted 427 million aggregated hours fretting over the purchase of pointless doodads, knickknacks, tchotchkes, gewgaws, and dust gatherers. How much time and money have you spent looking for the perfect souvenir for yourself, family, and friends? Would you rather come back and share your experiences with them so they could feel what it was like to be there? Or spend the money buying souvenirs on a nice meal or day trip? Getting creative. Have fun thinking outside the box, but here are some suggestions to get you started for gifting experiences for your friends and family or yourself. Tuition for a class. A camping trip, memberships, concert tickets, a massage, groceries, a subscription to their favorite magazine. Donate to favorite causes instead of buying more things to collect. Make your own gifts. If you knit, make a sweater or scarf. Make preserves or jams, or perhaps some beauty essentials like scrubs or masks. My uncle brought some homemade raspberry jam when they came to stay with us. Boy, was that a treat. That was an experience. Consider a gift of time. You could offer to babysit, pet sit, make dinner and deliver. When I was really sick, I appreciated this. I had some friends bring over dinner. It was less about me, but more that I was ensured that my husband was fed. That's something that really goes a long way. It was one less thing for me to worry about. And I know we are always looking for reliable cat sitters, and I'm sure we're not the only one out there looking for that. Help start a home garden. You could provide the seeds, tools. Summertime would be a great time to reap the harvest from all your hard work. You could also offer to help with home improvement projects such as painting. If you take the time to think about it, you can always come up with creative ideas to suit the individual.
Do you declutter and then in no time you find yourself surrounded by clutter again? Have you tried to let go of your clutter but just don't know how? Are you stuck when it comes to releasing clutter? Are Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, releasing and affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Vacation memories. Instead of another mug or t-shirt, what can you create from your trip? A cookbook with recipes from your favorite dishes or cuisines from the area you visited? Can you create a calendar with pictures from your trip? Or a really cool movie? Macs come with iMovie that's pretty easy to learn. If not, there's a 10-year-old out there who has created a video on YouTube to teach you. Trust me, because I've used them. There are lots of companies out there that can create a memory book with pictures and copy. We did one for our honeymoon. It's on our coffee table, and people really enjoy perusing through it. I had a friend who had a big map in her garage and had push pins with all the countries she visited. You could also add a photo or two near the country or city. When I graduated from college, I traveled cross country. My father gave me stamped postcards to address to myself to chronicle my trip. It was a great way to remember. You could also carry a travel journal to record all your thoughts. If you're more techno savvy and want to give real-time updates, you could do a blog or vlog with video. You could create a small keepsake box with different items, your itinerary, ticket stubs, a dried flower, etc. I am also a fan of consumables. Things like soap or bubble bath or pasta remind me of my trip. I get to relive it a little bit, and they make great stocking stuffers. Have fun and get creative. If you're going to buy souvenirs, ask yourself if the person would really like, and then ask yourself again. I am a fan of buying street art because it supports local artists. It's an artistic rendering of the place I'm visiting and is something most people, but not all, will appreciate. I am not a fan of t-shirts, unless someone wears them all the time, or snow globes, unless they are collectibles. I have a friend who collects nesting dolls from different countries. Commit to being mindful when purchasing your souvenirs. Feng Shui. If you tend to come back with a bunch of tchotchkes, I'm going to encourage you to rethink it. In the book, Creating Sacred Space with Feng Shui, Karen Kingston says, when you collect something, what you're doing is collecting a particular essence of something you feel you need. When I was living in Los Angeles, I suffered from a traumatic event. And right after that, I started collecting angels. Until I read Karen's book, I didn't make the connection. To me, angels represented love and protection, which was exactly what I needed after a traumatic event. Once I read the book, was able to make the connection, I released my need to collect angels. I still have angels all over the house because I love angels, but I don't have a ton of them, and it hasn't become a collection gone wild. If you're collecting something, can you see if there is a deeper message for you? Remember to be gentle with yourself. This is a process. And if you truly love collecting something, collect away. If you have many collections, I encourage you to see if you can pare down. If everything has value, then nothing does. Also, when we make space in our life, we can bring in new opportunities, people, and experiences. Takeaways from today's podcast. Consider saving your money and not buying souvenirs for yourself or others. Spend it on an experience while you're on a trip. Get creative when giving experiences to others. Give a membership, offer to babysit, create a photo album, or book of recipes. If you're collecting a lot of something, can you dig deep and figure out what need you're trying to fill? If you have a creative way that you've given an experience, let me know. I always love to hear listener stories. Go out, clear the clutter, to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, so what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.